So let's welcome now Dr. Rini Flesch. She's a fellow in the Philip Lee Institute for Health Policy and the Division of Adolescent and Young Adult Medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. Our research really focuses on healthcare and healthcare access with a specific emphasis on the young Latino population. And today she will share our talk. The title of our talk is Fulfilling the Vision, the Role of Enrollment Workers in Promoting Health Insurance Access. Please welcome Dr. Rini Flesch.
Thank you guys so much for having me today. I'm very excited to be here. I have no disclosures, and I want to begin by talking about the Affordable Care Act a little bit. We all know that it was implemented starting in about 2014, and since that time, we've been able to ensure 17.6 million new enrollees in the United States, a wonderful accomplishment. And 11.8 million of those have been insured by some sort of public insurance program, like Medicaid or the Child Health Insurance Program. All of this together represents a 35% reduction in the uninsurance rate in the United States, which is fantastic. Unfortunately, the numbers aren't as good for those populations with immigrant status, limited English proficiency, and minorities. In California, we know that about 61% of the remaining uninsured Latino population in the United States, is likely uninsured because of their immigrant status. When we think about the Affordable Care Act and immigrants, we can really break them down into three different groups. There are those without documentation, those who are lawfully present, these might have a green card or some other status like that, and then naturalized citizens and children born to immigrants. So for immigrants without documentation, they are generally speaking not eligible for public insurance programs or even to purchase insurance through the healthcare exchanges of the Affordable Care Act. And this includes young people who receive the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. For lawfully present immigrants, they are eligible to buy insurance through the exchanges, but typically have a 5-year waiting period to qualify for any public insurance programs. That 5-year waiting period can and is waived by some states. And then for naturalized citizens and U.S.-born children of immigrants, they have the same benefits as all other citizens, including income-eligible access to public health insurance. I got interested in this topic in doing some studies about particularly the population of young people with deferred action in California. California has some rapidly evolving immigration and health insurance policy, and over the last couple of years has changed its stance so that these young people are actually eligible for Medi-Cal, our version of Medicaid in California. But our study participants were going to sign up, and they were told by the frontline enrollment workers, no, we don't think you can sign up for Medi-Cal. And this really brought us to think about what the different layers are in the enrollment process and the partnerships that are required to facilitate enrollment. So at APHA, we do a lot of thinking about policy, and we do a lot of thinking about government stakeholders. But we also started to think about what's happening at the front line, what's happening at enrollment sites, and with the frontline enrollment workers who are interfacing with applicants. And this is particularly critical in California because 60% of new enrollees actually sign up with the help of these frontline workers. So the objective of this study is to leverage the experience of frontline workers to identify ongoing barriers to Medi-Cal enrollment for California's immigrants and to identify solutions that can promote enrollment in health insurance. In California, we have two large groups of frontline enrollment workers that we talked to in this study. One is the Medicaid enrollment workers, and the other is the workers who actually are employed by Covered California, which is our healthcare exchange. Our frontline workers represent a workforce of about 22,000 workers. These are public employees who work at county offices, and they might help with other entitlement programs like food stamps or unemployment. And the Health Insurance Exchange Certified Enrollment Counselors, there's about 5,000 of them in California, and these are funded through a mixture of public and private grants and include the navigators that have gotten a lot of press with the Affordable Care Act. These people are usually stationed at community-based organizations. They might be at immigrant rights groups. They might be at FQHCs, other organizations that have long-term relationships with the community. So we began our study with an advisory board of 13 members and 26 key informants from policymakers, stakeholders, immigrant advocates, and engaged in an iterative study design with them. And then conducted 8 focus groups with frontline workers, 101 participants in total, across 4 regions of California, encompassing both rural and urban areas. And in each region, we did a group with state exchange workers and one with Medicaid workers. and we also did interviews with management staff at each site. We then took our results, analyzed them, and returned to the community with them and talked with frontline workers and key informants about what we found to help contextualize our results. So I'm going to talk some about both the barriers that we heard about, but also the solutions the frontline workers had in mind. The number one barrier we heard about, which probably won't surprise this audience, is immigration-related concerns. Applicants were worried to apply for public insurance because of fear of deportation, fear of jeopardizing their citizenship applications, fear of having immigration repercussions of applying for coverage for U.S.-born children, and they were also receiving a lot of outdated advice from immigration lawyers and tax preparers in the community about the ramifications of applying for public insurance. One of the frontline enrollment workers in our study explained, "A lady came in to get insurance, and she had no pay stubs. Her husband refused to give her the information because he said, 'I'm not going to put myself in jeopardy with immigration so you can get insurance.'" We also heard about a lot of stigma related to public insurance. Clients were frankly refusing to apply for or declining coverage that they received because of the perception that Medicaid is a handout. There was also worry about receiving inferior medical care through Medicaid, and a desire to apply only for Obamacare, by that I mean insurance to the state exchanges, and not to apply for public insurance. One of the participants in our study explained, "If I had one wish, I wouldn't call it Medi-Cal. It would all be Affordable Care Act. That way no one is embarrassed or afraid or concerned to apply." We also, as we've heard about in the other talk today, heard about a lack of culturally appropriate services. We heard about limited availability of bilingual workers in the county Medicaid offices. We heard experiences of clients reporting overt discrimination when they go in to apply for Medicaid. And we heard that written translations are poor quality and not at the appropriate reading level for clients. One of the frontline workers in our study explained, "When you go to a bureaucracy like Medi-Cal, where there's this lack of cultural sensitivity from it, and you just have this person in front of you and you have no way to relate to them, and you're this person who's undocumented, there's a lack of empathy." The frontline workers were also rich with solutions, as many barriers as they knew about. And one of the solutions that they proposed for us is educating workers about Medicaid eligibility. They said that there's huge confusion over public insurance eligibility for immigrant populations, and that while policy is changing in California, there's a big delay between when policy changes occur and when frontline workers are trained on them. And we also heard that immigrant eligibility policies are often inconsistently or frankly misinterpreted at the frontline level. One frontline enrollment worker said, "We usually send them with a printout of healthcare.gov that says they're eligible. Then I'm like, you give this to them. If she doesn't want to process it, you ask for a supervisor." There's a lot of advocacy that we heard about. In terms of results, we also heard about the idea of promoting client education. Clients need to learn more about the Affordable Care Act itself. They need to know that Medicaid expansions are existing for the working class, that they're not a handout, and that they need to just learn about how health insurance works so that they can navigate it appropriately, particularly those who have never had it before. We heard, of course, that there needs to be more communication via linguistically congruent and culturally humble staff members. And there was also a strong suggestion to leverage media outreach to promote client education. There was a lot of creative thinking about using ads to promote positive images of Medicaid, using advertisements on Spanish language channels to engage with audiences to teach them about health insurance and about the terminology that they would encounter through the process. One explained, "For a lot of people, insurance is new. We've had a lot of people who have to explain what co-pays are and what's a managed health care plan. You're educating people at different levels." The other solution that we heard about is just increasing communication overall. Frontline workers said that they really want more contact with their supervisors so they can review policy updates and also just review cases that they've encountered that they don't know how to process. We heard that they really want also a centralized resource to resolve disputes about policy interpretation. Very simply, they're asking for a hotline or some sort of online wiki or database so that they can turn to that when they're unsure how to process an application or when there's a dispute within an office. And they also advocated for additional frontline worker communication. In particular, we heard that the workers for the government who are signing people up for Medi-Cal really want to be able to talk directly with the workers who are working through the state exchanges. Normally, there's an electronic handoff, And they really want more ways to interface directly so that they can make sure that they're getting all the subtleties of an application, that they know what the barriers are for a client, and they can do better case coordination. One explained, I think just for us to have all the same information all across the board, because if you don't know what to tell them, it's prolonging the process or the application for them. So in conclusion, national, state, and local policies on healthcare coverage for immigrants are shifting rapidly. But frontline workers can work with us. They can work with policymakers and advocates to identify barriers and solutions to enrollment challenges in this environment. And the workers in this study said that we have at least four things that we can target for improvement. We can speed dissemination of policy changes to frontline staff, promote education about insurance and healthcare options in immigrant communities, invest in linguistically appropriate and culturally humble services, and promote communication between Medicaid and state exchange workers to support clients in completing the process. I'd like to thank our focus group participants, our key informants, our advisory board, and our funders. Any questions?
Any questions for Dr. Rainey?
So what happens in California is that navigators or other, there are several groups of enrollment workers that work through our state exchange. Navigators are one of them. And those workers basically walk the client through the website, and they might get them up to the point where the website helps them identify that they're eligible for Medi-Cal. But then the Medi-Cal enrollment process doesn't usually happen on an automated basis. It usually requires a handoff to a state Medi-Cal enrollment worker that approves the application. In some very simple cases, it can actually go through the state's electronic application system, but particularly for this population, we heard that almost all of those applications end up in the hands of enrollment workers who have to complete the application process with the client.
Thank you, Dr. Raymond.